shine above. We'll light our way to love. We'll rule this world with me. I'm a sheik of Arabim. Well, I'm a sheik of Arabim. Well, I'm the sheik of
Yes, that marvelous song you just heard came from a scratchy 45 RPM of the Decca Auditions, released by the late, great, and Mr. Lovable Joe Pope in the 1970s. But I've got a card here, and it's on the same subject. This one says, "Here, we think the show is great, and we dig Studio 2. But we still haven't heard a word from Ringo yet. And how about him singing? Well, what will you be singing, Ringo? Will you say a few words?"
"Hi there, kiddies. Today I'm going to sing a song called Matchbox. Don't get smart with me over there."
"Then take it away."
"I'm sitting here watching Matchbox holding my clothes. I'm sitting watching Matchbox holding my clothes. I ain't got no matches, but I sure got a long way to go.
Don't wanna stay here. Don't wanna spend
I saw her standing there.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Now, boys, despite the fact that the next request comes from 132 Perry Road, Sherwood, Nottingham, it's headed up the pool and starts, "Dear Whack, so John, you take it from here. What are you going to finish up with? It's been rolling along quite nicely, wouldn't you say?"
Well, I think we should do Run for Your Life, but I haven't wrote it yet.
Oh.
So, how about we do your song, Chachi?
Let's do it. Fellas, will you sing a chorus for me?
Oh, we absolutely would love to, Chachi.
There's some enthusiasm for you. I'll give you a rough idea.
A little bit.
I'll give you a rough idea how it goes. It starts out with me going like this. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. All together, fellas.
Come in here, Ringo. You need to play.
There's an old Australian stockman lying, dying. And he gets himself up onto one elbow. And he turns to his four mates that are gathered around and he says, "Cut your hair once a year, boys. Cut your hair once a year. If it covers your ear, you can't hear, boys. So cut your hair once a year." All together now.
Tie me kangaroo down, saw. Tie me kangaroo down. Ooh. Tie me kangaroo down, saw. Tie me kangaroo down.
Ooh. Don't ill-treat my pet dingo, Ringo. Don't ill-treat my pet dingo. They can't understand your lingo, Ringo. So don't you treat my pet dingo. All together now.
Tie me kangaroo down, Spawn. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, Spawn. Tie me kangaroo down.
I think George's guitar's on the blink. I think George's guitar's on the blink. It shouldn't go. It's really, really on the blink. All together now.
Tie me kangaroo down, Spot. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, Spot. Tie me kangaroo down.
Ooh. Well, prop me up by the wall, Paul. Prop me up by the wall. I'll scream and cheer till I fall, Paul, if you'll prop me up by the wall. All together now.
Tie me kangaroo down, Spot. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, Spot. Tie me kangaroo down.
hits coming on, John. Keep the hits coming on. At least until after I'm gone, John. So keep the hits coming on all together now.
Timey kangaroo down spot. Timey kangaroo down. Timey kangaroo down spot. Timey kangaroo down.
Okay, give us a bit of strumming. There you go, that's it. And with his very last gasp, he says, tan me hide when death comes, chums. Oh dear. Tan me hide when it comes. So he tanned his hide when he died, Clyde. And the Ringo's has it on his drums all together now.
Tan me kangaroo down, sport. Tan me kangaroo down. Tan me kangaroo down, sport. Tan me kangaroo down.
Oh, very nice job, boys. Very nice job.
Yes, Ringo.
Ringo. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
How are you doing over there, Chachi?
Oh, we're doing very, very well. We're waiting for Ringo to get ready.
Ringo. Ringo's got to get back. You missed the great, incredible big piece of metal he was just playing. It was absolutely brilliant.
We just got this in. From the recent heavy fighting near Blackpool, Mrs. Jamez of Sally Who was gradually injured. She wants for all the people in hospital plenty of jam jars by the revelers.
Ready? One, two, three!
Lovely job, lovely job. We want to thank WMFO for inviting Studio 2. And on behalf of WMFO and Studio 2, we hope you have a wonderful and merry Christmas and Crimble Maybe, and of course, a happy new year. Henry Hall, David Lloyd, and Betty Grable, too. Please send any letters to Studio 2, care of the Scouser at Nottingham 432. They'd love to reply personally to everyone, but they just haven't enough pens. We want to give a delightful bowl of thanks to Joel Simkis and Gretchen Shea, and of course, the members of Studio 2, Al Francis, Stephen Murray, Rob Murray, and Richard Rapino. Good job, boys. Now, good this job, comes Bobby. Sincerely from us to you. Take us out, fellas.
One, two, three. Da 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 da.
you, Studio 2. Studio 2, from us to you, live from Studio D. Thank you very much, boys, for coming in, and we hope to have a little chit-chat with you in a second. But right up here, we got some more music. This is Believe from This Bliss.
Thank you. All right. All right. Justine and the Unclean, brand new from them, off their new album, Heartaches. That song, The System is Set to Self-Destruct. Ain't that the truth? Sister with Hawk Sex before that. And we started off that set with This Bliss and their song Believe off their album Forensic Styles. Forensic Styles, not related to Harry Styles. Ba-dum-bum. We just heard Studio 2, the early Beatles tribute band who was performing for us live in Studio D, actually. Studio D for Mikey D. This is On the Town with Mikey D. My name is Pam. This is WMFO Medford. I'll be here with you for a little more than a half hour. It's coming up on 11:30 here at WMFO Medford. We've got time for some more music, so I'm going to play you some more music. This right here is Music by a band called The Gala, and we'll be seeing them at Once on January 12th, performing with Gene Dante and Future Starlets, Smitty, and Tiger Bomb. Right here, this is The Gala, Between the Lines. Boom, boom. The Gala, Between the Lines. There was a new single from them, and again, you can see them on January 12th at Once. I have here with me, hello.
Hello.
You guys are like the only band who I know will do that. That's awesome. Yay. I got Studio 2 here.
Hi.
In,
hello.
In Studio A. Hey.
Hello.
Studio A.
Hey. Thank you very much. If you happen to tune in on the later side and miss any part of their live set, which just concluded, we're going to be throwing that up online later on tonight. I'll be sharing that with Studio 2, so you can also share it with your fans.
We're doing it right now. Time and kangaroo down. Time and kangaroo down.
Yay.
That's it.
Thank you.
That's it. How are you doing? How's everything?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Very well.
That
very
was
well.
Fabulous.
Very
good.
It's fun to be back in here.
Well, you guys, you know that I've been a Beatle fan since I was knee high to a grasshopper.
Oh.
How the old saying goes.
Same.
So, you know, it's it is a super treat to have you guys in, especially on Boxing Day.
My Come on, bring it on. Come on.
I really... Well,
stop punching.
It's true. My late mother was English, and I really thought that English people were really into fighting. They were like, fights, day after Christmas, let's go watch fights.
But that, you always go down Irish. Yeah. You have to go down to the pub for that. That's it.
Exactly. Go down the pub for Boxing Day. I was like, Mom, you are hardcore.
And no one needs to watch the TV. It's happening right there.
Oh, exactly.
Get a few in.
I'm ready. I'm not going to say I was disappointed when I got older and found out that wasn't the truth, but I was a little disappointed. Thank you guys for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Will people be able to see you in the flesh, as it were,
yes,
in the near future?
Yes. Yes. On, if you know, we're doing a show up in Vermont on Friday in the afternoon at Okemo Mountain. If you want, if you're way up there in Vermont, we're heading back to the Orpheum Theater, which is now called the Marilyn
Rodman
Performing Arts Center in Foxborough, Massachusetts.
Foxborough. Bring your
Yes.
Home of the Patriots.
Yes.
Yes.
8 o'clock. If you want to come down, I'm sure there's some tickets left. Well, you know, you'll get the normal show that spans from 1960 to 1966-ish with all the rock and roll tunes and the dancing and the screaming and the yelling and the punching. Actually, not that last part.
Less of the punching.
If we weren't in America, I'd punch you.
We're just in the wrong country for it, you know?
Sorry.
It's just another 26th of December over here. None of the fights. Yeah.
Hey, we actually are in New Hampshire, too. We can't leave those people out. New Hampshire.
Hi.
Yep.
Hi back home.
In New Hampshire. Yeah. Littleton, New Hampshire.
Oh, Littleton, that's quite a ways up there.
Yes.
But it's worth it.
Yeah. It's worth the trip, that's true.
Littleton Opera House.
Yep. Littleton Opera House.
What's the exact date?
January 12th. 2019.
I don't even know what I had for breakfast this morning.
At 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale. Catamount. CATAMOUNTIX .org.
Catamount.
Yeah. Catamountix.
Get them now.
.org for that one.
That's awesome. And that's Littleton, New Hampshire, right?
Littleton, New Hampshire. Yeah.
On January 12th.
Yes. Or Daryl's house. We're playing at Daryl's house.
You are not playing at Daryl's house.
Yes, we are.
Yes, in his basement.
Yeah. You are not playing at Daryl's house.
Yes, we are.
Get out of here.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't know him.
He's a big fan.
He likes his oats, I heard.
Yes.
Ooh.
I stole that one from him.
Hey.
No,
yay, again, yes. Only band that I know will do that. Yay, thank you.
They got in touch with us.
Yeah, they did.
And next thing you know.
That's amazing.
Because we're like, oh, yeah, right, you know, Daryl's house. And then they literally called us and we're like, hey, we really want you guys. We've been, you know, seeing some stuff. And I guess we're like the first Beatles tribute band that's going in there. So that's really cool.
Like, for real, Daryl's house.
Yes.
Parling, New York.
Parling, yeah.
Yeah.
How exciting. Yeah. That's
January
awesome.
January 19th.
January 19th.
Yep.
Mark it down in your calendar.
Also next year.
Also next year.
Next year's coming up so fast, though.
Yeah. If tickets haven't gone on sale yet, they will real soon.
They are on sale now.
Are they good?
Yeah.
Go get those,
too. Yeah, Daryl's House.
So is that this is a gig that people can come to?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is so, like, they got the TV one where, like, they're in, you know, Daryl's house, you know.
Like the house. The house. Like house. The house mouse and the...
But there's a sister venue that's right there. That they open up that's got a big, beautiful stage, nice, big room, and yeah. So they're having us right in there. That should be fun.
Yep.
I mean, if that isn't worth a road trip, I don't know what is. That's fantastic. How cool.
Beautiful area, too.
Yeah.
All upstate.
Every show is worth the road trip.
Oh.
Bingo. On the nose.
There he goes again. Georgie.
You could also see Ringo.
That's true.
By calling 617.
Hey, oh.
We'll have none of that now.
Hi, Ringo.
Hello.
See, you were real good over there coming out on the Patriots thing. See, you got some knowledge.
Well, you know, I live close by.
Do you?
A little bit.
Have you caught any footballs in the
you
windshield?
Close by?
Close by.
Just a few.
Klaus Foreman, bye.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's me.
Boom, boom. But they also, they got soccer over there, or football.
Football.
Yes.
Footy.
As Revolution. You might call it. That's right.
The Revolution.
Right. I've seen a couple of those matches over there. Very nice.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? Foxborough still?
Are we back across
We're just so excited. We're so excited. I want to hit all the high points. I want to make sure that everybody knows all of the times when they can see you. Friday afternoon.
Yes.
You are playing a show.
In Okemo, at Okemo Mountain.
In Vermont.
In Vermont.
Actually, on top of the mountain.
Yeah.
On top of
with skis.
Yeah, with the skis.
No. At one of the lodges.
Wait, are you going to, is this like a help redux?
Kahili.
Are you going to like be coming down the mountain?
Kahili.
I mean, that's right in the middle there.
She's going to take you to,
and we get the piano. Except no rings from strange women. No.
Yes.
I'll
advise you of that now.
Say no more.
They're gonna paint me red.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
Huh? Actually, Okemo one, we do that three times over the course of the winter. So the was Friday's date, the 28th, then January 20th, and then February 22nd.
So that's like your sweet spot right there. That's like this is it's like a home away from home.
And they have us in the summer too.
Yeah.
All the time. So that's they love us up there.
Beautiful, beautiful. And then your next shows are all next year, correct?
Well, we get the Foxborough show. Exactly.
You get the Foxborough show on the 29th.
Yep.
You're fitting another one in while we're still in 2018. Hey. I like it.
Yep. Yes.
Yep. And then in 2019. We have the Littleton Opera House on the 12th of January, the Darrell's House on the 19th, then we got Okemo on the 20th, then we got Crotchet Mountain on the 25th, then we got the Breakaway in Danvers on the February 1st, Breakaway in Danvers, and plenty of others.
You guys, you don't like to rest, do you?
No.
And we got a Westford, Acton.
We're poor. We need
Westford,
to work.
Westford, Acton, Franklin, Portland, Maine. Peru, Franklin. Vermont, Ludlow, Vermont, Madison, Maine, Attachash Mountain, Smuggler's Notch, on. Tewksbury Country Club. Keeps going.
You are busy young men, I will say that for you. Good Lord.
We'll be playing in Franklin.
Franklin, right? In your house.
Really?
No, at the Black Box.
Ringo's
theater.
House.
Black Box again,
playing at
eh?
Daryl's house, yep. Playing at nice. Ringo's house.
Oh, it's nice. Yep. You put it this way, we pretty much hit every state for the most part in New England and in the region just outside, you know, during the summers and all that.
We had all the years, states so. And all the banks.
That's fantastic.
All the states, all the banks.
Hit all the banks. Shh, don't tell them about the banks.
Yeah, and this year alone, we played 3,465, like 130 shows.
Yeah.
That is... You gentlemen do not take a lot of downtime. How can people keep up with you? What is the best way to keep up with you? Is it via your
bicycles.
Facebook page?
In a car.
Bicycles.
Buy a nice
Start
car.
Or a unicycle? I like that. I like the image of like hundreds of fans chasing you on unicycles.
It's like that scene from Help. The bling bling. Mister, can we have our ball back? When they're on that little
yes.
Yeah, we've got a website.
What is that?
Yes. What is it?
studio2tributeband.com, and it's got like all the tour dates on there, and we've got links to all the social media pages, and you know, ugly pictures of us. And
stop! It's a one-stop shop.
Yeah, it is. It really I is. Like it's it. A great one-stop shop. Anyone who wants to get all the info on us can go right there.
And like us on Facebook,
please.
We're almost to 5,000. We have 800 to go.
Go and like these fabulous young men. They work so hard. They put on a beautiful show for you in the middle of the night. I'm going to cut them loose so they can go out and run rampant through the streets of Somerville. So look out your windows and get ready for
train.
For that. Yeah, they're gonna hop on that train. It's going to be like a hard day's night.
We just missed it. Dang it. I knew it.
Hop on those unicycles.
Yeah, yes. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for performing for us for Boxing Day. Yeah, it really makes it very special for me and special for us, special for our listeners. So thank you for sharing your many gifts with us.
You're welcome.
And your boundless energy. I'm extremely impressed.
We could have kept going. I was like, oh, it's over already.
When it's done.
So we'll see you in 364 days.
I'm looking forward to it already.
Okay. Yes.
I really am. Hopefully I'll see you again before that.
Thank you.
Thank you, boys.
Thanks.
And I'm going to play you some music. This is, speaking of fellow Beatles fans.
Hello.
Hello. This right here, this is Mr. Corin Ashley and Cliff Harris.
Good fellow.
He is a very good fellow indeed. And this is their song called Vulgar Stain. Thank you, gents.
Thank you.
Beautiful evening.
See you next
Happy
year.
New Year.
Stain we cannot get out, and it's tarnishing the White House. There's a vulgar stain we cannot get out, and it's tarnishing the White House. I never called myself a patriot. I never took a stand beyond complaint.
astonishing the White House. And astonishing the...
Yeah. never end. When I can't let you go, you know I'd be lying if I said I was trying. Oh, I can't let you go. This is the fall I make that breaks across my heart. This is the sound of love tearing me apart. I know it's not easy. Reality sees me. Oh, I can't let you go. Because you're my best friend, how can it ever end? No, I can't let you go. Bless my soul, bless my heart. I might be better than I started on. I hope I be here and live in the new. Oh, I can't let you go.
With the song Best Friend off their album Pronouns. If you're listening for something that's a little bit more of a rocker, then get the whole album. You can find the whole thing. Bandcamp. You'll really like it. Before that, Christopher G. Brown, A Deep Chill off his album 7 Months at Chimney Rock. Janae Halstead and her song Taste Me off Edge of the World. And we started things off with Rusty Mullet off their album Poop Destroyer Death Squadron and their song My Sweet Mistress Nicotine. It's coming up on midnight. That means I'm about to turn into a Christmas goose. My name is Pam. This has been On the Town with Mikey D. This is WMFO Medford. And right here, I got a tune for you. This is a band called Wavelength off their album It Thinks Itself Within Me. And the song is Blue. Happy New Year.